Nobody's Listening podcast is brought to you in part by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get me, your host, James, to draw you something, pretty much anything, for pretty darn cheap. Check it out right now at drawyouapicture.com.
I was calling for the McRib. On the TV, I saw that you have the McRib in your store on the barbecue sauce. I was wondering if I could order one of those for delivery or if I have to go through the drive-thru for that. You could call me back at my number online that you can find. I'm a McRib fan, and I would like to get the juicy goodness in my tummy. Thank you. Goodbye.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Hey, podcast people. This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 81, brought to you the week of October 7th, and the one after 6, okay, on your keyboard. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. I'm your host. My name is James, as I said, and I'm glad that you joined us. Thank you. Thank you for listening and downloading. I don't know if I say that enough, but I was on iTunes this week, and I was looking at our show, just making sure everything was still cool, because sometimes iTunes decides it wants to chew my feet up like bad bubble gum stuck underneath a student's desk for 3 years. And everything was fine, but I noticed there was 243 user reviews, and I was just blown away. And I remembered, you know what, we're not the best show. We're not the best show on the internet, but we have the best listeners on the internet. So thank you so much for listening. And if it's your first time, great. Excellent. Sorry. We always start with an opening story. Here's one from Dan. I had a paper route when I was a teenager, and I was just finishing my route one day when I saw a skunk walking along the side of the street. It was strange to see a skunk in the middle of the afternoon. Upon closer inspection, I noticed the skunk had a pill bottle stuck on its head. I watched it for a few minutes as it pathetically clunked the pill bottle on its head against the curb as it walked. Clunk, clunk, as it was clawing the bottle, trying to get it off. I felt bad. I started literally praying, God, please take this bottle off this skunk's head, the skunky wonky's head, so I don't have to do it. God decided he was going to take the bottle off the skunk's head, but he decided to use me to do it. Yeah, that's just like him. So I reluctantly got in front of the skunk. I figured I didn't want to be behind it. I reached down, grabbed the bottle, and before I could pull it off, the skunk succeeded on its own and pulled his head right out. It looked disoriented for a moment, and then the skunk and I made eye contact, and time just seemed to stand still. I know what that's like. I call it the Matrix effect. What was only a few seconds seemed like an eternity as we stared at each other. And then I saw his tail fly up, and I turned up my tail and ran. It started to chase me for about 10 feet, then it turned around and walked away. Then it looked back at me and winked as if to say, thanks. Okay, I made that part up about the winking, but that is my first story ever, Dan. I remember reading that for the first time when I was reviewing it, and I was like, okay. But it was awesome. He got me. He got me, because I thought maybe the skunk, you know, did turn around and, like, give him a little nod. So, Anyway, thanks everybody in the chat room for joining us. We are broadcasting tonight. We're doing something special because we don't have a guest host or a co-host tonight. It's just me. And rather than go solo, as so many times in the past, I decided to do an all live call-in show. So those of you in the chat room, you see the numbers on the screen. You can Skype in fairly soon. Wait until, you know, I holler for you or something. But get your Skype stuff ready. Get your headsets, get your microphones, get your speakers turned on, all that kind of stuff. You can Skype to Buzz Lightyear Fan, BZLTYRFN. Spell it like you would if it was on a bumper sticker. I'm sorry, a license plate. Or you can call 816-298-0823, and those calls will go to my phone. I did have a Skype line set up, 816-399-4879. Apparently, it's not working, so that stinks like a monkey. A very unshaven monkey. We do have some sponsors I'd like to point out. Sponsors today, Daria. She says, I'm happy to give what I can. And she has a website she wanted me to tell you about. It's Daria, C-O-R-T-E-S-E. I think that's Cortese.com. Daria, D-A-R-I-A, Cortese, C-O-R-T-E-S-E.com. So thank you, Daria. Corio, the eternal sponsor. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of Nobody's Listening. And Vicky, close to my heart, scrapbooking and card making supplies at myctmh.com. Need help getting started? Contact me. Info's on the site or email me for a discount. Thank you, Vicky, for your continued support of Nobody's Listening. If you'd like to sponsor your own episode, you can do that for just $5. Visit NLCast.com for more information. I'd like to take just a moment and tell you about something. Brand new development here on Nobody's Listening, our first official sponsor to the show. Nobody's Listening is hereby sponsored in part by GoToMyPC.com. It's because the traditional office is becoming more of a touchpad than a daily destination, and long gone is the reliance on a landline to work away from the office. More people are performing work from home or other locations thanks to technology like GoToMyPC that lets you work in your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can have the freedom from the office. You can have enhanced work-life balance and increased work flexibility. When choosing a remote access service, you need to make sure it's easy to set up, easy to use, and affordable, and that's why you need to go to MyPC. And you can try it free for 30 days just because you're listening to Nobody's Listening. For this special offer, visit gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast. Take your office with you wherever you go to GoToMyPC. Thank you. Go to MyPC for sponsoring Nobody's Listening, and go check them out. Go over there and do that. If you've ever used any kind of screen sharing software or virtual login, you know when you try Go to MyPC, that's the best you're going to get. So check them out. Thank you so much. We're done with that.
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
Update.
Yeah, forgot about the update part. Weekly update. I got a couple of them, mostly revolving around my daughter. Now, if you guys are following my webcomic, Geek Loves Nerd, on NLCast.com that comes out every Tuesday and Thursday, then you've seen me address these things in comic form, but you haven't heard the story behind them, possibly. So here we are. Last week, we were in Walmart, and both of these are Walmart updates, but we were in Walmart last week, and we were looking at some videos and stuff. And my daughter was in the back of the cart, my son sitting up in the front. And my kids are cute. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not just because I'm the parent. And I think that people constantly stop us. Constantly. And at Disney World, it was just downright ridiculous how many times people would stop us. Oh, your kids are so cute. Oh, you know, they don't know how evil they actually are. That's why God made evil kids cute, so you won't kill them. And he made them small, so they won't kill you. But anyway, stranger in Walmart comes up. This little old lady comes up. And she's up to my, you know, elbow. Oh, your kids are cute. They're so cute. And she sticks her finger up toward my baby's mouth. Okay? Warning sign number one. Little siren goes off in my head. And I put my hand up in between my baby's mouth and her finger. I don't know what century she was from. No offense to the older folks. But apparently back in the day, it was okay to do this. Maybe before they knew about germs. And you know, stuff before that nurse came and cleaned that horse out of the water in that hospital in that movie. I don't know, Florence Nightingale, maybe. I don't know who it was. But anyway, she that was the first warning sign. She was a little too close, a little too friendly, a little too wanting to chew. And I says, she says, oh, does he have teeth? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, he has sharp teeth. He will bite your finger off. But anyway, she says her piece and then she leaves. And my daughter's confused. She's like, was that a lady from your office? Was she from your work? I'm like, no, no. Well, what was her name? I don't know. I don't know her name. Well, why not? And I'm like, she was a stranger. She was a stranger. And she goes, no, she was not. She was very offended, and I wondered why. She follows up with, she didn't have any candy. And I realized right then that my little speech to her about bad guys and strangers was limited by the word candy. The minute she heard me say the example of if somebody offers you candy, then don't go with them, she stopped at candy and said, candy, strangers, So apparently she has high standards for her strangers. You're not going to be able to steal my daughter unless you, in fact, do have candy. You do not qualify. So to continue that just a little later, I tried to explain to her. I'm like, a stranger is pretty much anybody you don't know, anybody that's not your mom or dad. And whenever they, whether they have candy or not, sweetie, you don't go with them. So she's like, okay, okay. Well, then we're checking out of Walmart and she starts looking around. She sees all these people. I mean, it's crowded. Her eyes start getting big and I know what's coming before she even says it. She goes, almost everyone I know is a stranger. She's imagining she's surrounded by people that want to get her and take her away from her mom and dad. And so, oh, my parenting skills come under fire yet again. And I explained to her, no, sweetie, no, 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 a stranger. I mean, everybody we don't know is a stranger, but they doesn't mean they're bad. It just means you can't go with them. So anyway, all you middle schoolers, that may be a lesson you still need to learn. Don't go with strangers, okay? And I mean, go with, even in the 90s term, like, don't go out with them. Don't go with them if they're strangers. That's really strange. So that was one of them. The other one happened today. We went to Walmart today. Told you they both had to do with Walmart. I'm walking through the electronics department. It's part of what I do for my wife. She goes and shops, and I take the kids, and we just wander around. We go through the electronics department, the toy department, because my mom never let me look at the toys. So I go every single time I go to Walmart still. To this day. But we were in the middle of the electronics department. Suddenly my daughter gets this weird grin in her face and she looks at me and she says, Daddy, I says, what? She goes very loud, I don't belong with you. I don't belong with you. And I'm like, holy smack. And people are looking. She's loud. I don't belong with you. And I'm thinking, you know, oh boy, because I have this thing about getting in trouble. I don't like it. I don't want to get in trouble. I want to obey the law. And now I'm looking like a pervo who stole a child, you know? So, yeah, that was great. That was awesome. And then she continues to tell me that, you know, very quietly, of course, she doesn't continue the conversation out loud so everybody can get the context. She had just got back from visiting family, and she was trying to tell me that she really wanted to be with her cousins. I belong with my cousins. That's where I belong. I don't belong with you. So anyway, thanks, Jenna. We'll be doing a podcast, me and you, a little Jenna cast over on Geek Loves Nerd, and we're going to discuss that topic. So we'll get you back. Again, I'd like to thank all of you folks on Ustream for joining us. We're going to be doing an all-live call-in show, and you guys are my people. You're the people that joined us. We have 30 folks on with us. I'd like to mention just a few. I have a new hero, Chris, over at Chicken Pot Pod. He's on. Concert pianist, Durkalo, Hog Finn, Mike Thinks, oh yeah, Neil Man 12, Norwegia Girl, Red Boar, Taran, or... T-Urine. I don't know how to say your name, dude. Holy Scott, who I'm 360 buddies with. And I think Vance is out there. A few other guys. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be taking calls right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to undo. You can call in on Skype right now through your computer. Or you can call right now, 816-298-0823. And we'll take the first call. Hi, Mike, you're on Nobody's Listening.
I had myself muted. Oh, let me fix that audio just a second.
Yeah, please. Don't scream at me on my own show. How dare you? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just there, that's better, isn't there, it?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
My system, for some reason, changes my inputs all the time, and you know, I got the big professional setup, and so.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want stories, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't get to call in on the rodent show.
Okay.
Because I was otherwise engaged, meaning I forgot. back when I was younger, I was living in a trailer, which isn't the funny part, by the way. And I'm laying there on the couch watching TV on a Sunday morning, and it's cold out. You know, it's middle of winter in Florida, so it's like, you know, 40 degrees, 30 degrees outside, which, again, is cold for me. And I hear this strange sound coming from the front. And I'm thinking there's like a cat outside trying to get in. And it gets louder and louder and louder. And eventually I could tell it's coming right from the front door. And so I'm going to open up the front door and shoo away the cat or the neighbor's cat or whatever it is. And I open the front door, and I had one of those little, you know, chain locks. So you can only open it, you know, like, a, you know, 2 inches or so. I open it. Apparently a possum had felt the heat coming out of the well-insulated trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And dug its claws in between the door and the doorframe and climbed all the way up to the top. Because when I opened that door, all I saw was about 3.5 foot of the biggest looking rat tail I'd ever seen. I swore that it was a rat. I mean, I'd never really seen a possum up close before.
Yeah, you know? Especially not the back end of one.
And so here I am with this tail hanging down in the front door. I can't close the door because the tail's in the way. I'm certainly not going to open the door. So I go out the back, go all the way around, and I'm looking, what am I going to do with this possum? What am I going to? So I find one of those big coolers, like you'd put, like, you know, a bunch of sodas in or something. Mm-hmm. And using that and the world's most worn out broom, I managed to somehow scoot what had to be a 25-pound possum into this huge cooler, hissing and cussing at me, I think. I mean, it was, you know, get it in there. I put it in my car, and I drive about a mile down the road. And so I figure I'm just going to throw this thing out and, you know, let it go free, you know, because I'm not getting anywhere near this thing. So I throw it out. That darn thing took off down the road, ran right back under the trailer. That thing lived under my trailer for 2 years. So that's my rodent story. So
I just got this image of this, of you open the door and his tail just slaps down on your forehead and hits you in the face. That'd be so nasty.
It is hard to describe the complete and sheer terror of my ignorance, because if you've never seen a possum tail, they look just like a rat tail.
This thing
was, you know, as thick around as a baseball bat and 2 feet long. So that's my rodent tail. All my jokes are, let's just say, clean, but not. So
yeah, that's all right.
they have implications.
Oh, man. Thanks for the story, Mike. I appreciate it. Feel free to call in and submit any time.
So, you have a good evening.
Well, James. Hold on. I don't want to get rid of you quite yet. I was listening to Let's Watch Movies today.
Uh-oh.
And it was, you guys were reviewing Maid of Honor. So, and your wife is all sick and stuff. So I just wanted to prove to you that I listen to your show. You guys can check out Mike Thinks News at MikeThinksNews.com and Let's Watch Movies and then Newscast Live. Just look them up in iTunes or in your Google. Okay.
And I've actually got a real job on top of doing all the shows.
Same here, man. <It's>, people are like, how do you do all that you do? I'm like, well,
Did you know? I don't know if you read the Twitter, Dr. Horrible. I can't read the chat room. I'll get distracted.
Yeah.
I see Dr. Horrible. I'm like, oh, I love Dr. Horrible. I lost my train of thought. I guest hosted on a show this week.
Yeah.
And I never realized just how ingrained. When I say guest hosted, I don't mean like, you know, I did a show with you once, but that was just me calling in and being stupid and explaining what a loser I was when I was younger and trying to convince you that it's not that case anymore. But I was doing the show for somebody. So I'm, you know, using, you know, their show name and their email address. You have no idea how hard it is to sit in front of a microphone and read off somebody else's email address or somebody else's phone number. I have never had so many edits in my life. And don't forget to give us a call at Mike. No, that's the wrong one. So you got to try that sometime.
If I do, I'm going to do it for a show that has a lot less downloads than mine. Unlike you, I'm sure you were stepping up there doing Geek News Central. So.
Oh yeah, that's coming from the not just the minor leagues. That's coming from the the I play on the corner with my friends leagues.
I mow the lawn here. Yeah,
exactly. And doing a show for somebody that most people have actually heard of. You know, most people have never heard of me. So
I can't wait to hear it. When is it live or is it coming out tomorrow or what?
No, it was posted about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Awesome.
Eastern time.
Awesome.
It's out and I don't think I screwed up his RSS feed or anything.
Woohoo. Excellent. Well, I hope you get a lot of traffic, and I hope you mention me.
No, I didn't mention you.
We'll see you later then, bye, click.
No. Yeah, there you go.
Well, Mike, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the only faux pas there was I didn't get any of the voicemails or the emails, and I was thinking, should I tell James to call in and leave a voicemail? Thank God I didn't, because I wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, that and what am I going to talk about? Well, you know, the tech is impressive, and tech, love it.
And you don't belong to me.
Tech needs batteries, and wireless electricity needs to be next. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'd say. But what we're doing is we're going to be passing out, giving out Nobody's Listening podcast bumper stickers to everybody that calls in. So, Mike, send me your address if you'd like off the air, and I'll shoot you a couple bumper stickers, dude. Thank you for being on the show.
I can't just tell it on the air so everybody can stalk me. Gee, you're no fun.
It's up to you. I'd just Twitter it.
Have a good evening, James.
All right, man. Thank you. Bye. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to do some news, and then we're going to take a call. Somebody in the chat room said that the phone number was just going straight to voicemail. That shouldn't be the case now, but hang tight and let me do a little bit of this.
News.
All right. Let's get through this real quick. I need you to do me a favor. If you have, you've heard me mention the Save the Dave Fund several times over the last few podcasts. We have decided for different reasons that David is not in need of that money. Some things have just worked out and some different things are happening. And what we want to do is offer you the chance to get your money back if you choose to. Now, I also want to offer you the chance to go ahead and donate it to Nobody's Listening if you wish. Several people have done that. I sent an email out to everybody that I had. Some of them bounced. Sometimes, you know, your PayPal email is not the same as the one that you use when you communicate with me. But if you have, contact me at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com if you would like a refund. If not, I will just assume that you don't, and I appreciate it. But it's just some different things are going on, and David doesn't need that. So thank you so much for contributing one way or the other, but let me know. And don't be trying to front, because I do have records of everybody that gave. And doing a refund on PayPal is not going to benefit you anyway. So if you didn't officially give. I do have a webcomic. I mentioned it earlier in the show at nlcast.com. It's updated every Tuesday and Thursday, and it's called Geek Loves Nerd. And I would love for you to check it out, leave comments, share it with your friends. And it's been pretty successful so far. We've actually redone the entire website there to accommodate these things, and I hope you find that our brand new website is a lot easier to use. I got an Xbox. I bought one. Very cheap. And my gamer tag is NLCast, of course. NLCAST. And I've been exposed to the whole Xbox Live Gold membership experience, and recently got a webcam, and I found that most people on Live are jerkwads. So I need friends to game with. I'm playing some Call of Duty 4. I've got some you know, Uno. I got Uno. So anyway, check us out. Add me. NLCast, okay? I just wrote a geek song. It's called If My Wife Knew. And it's about the limits that our wives impose on our geek cred. Because if I was single, I would be doing a lot more stuff. Like, I'd probably be a LARPer, to be honest. My wife, you know, is hideousified by that. I would probably also be an Improv Anywhere guy. Wife will not allow me to do that. So the song is kind of about that kind of stuff, about how geeky we are, but how geeky we probably could be. I'd love for you to check it out and get your info. You could play it on your podcast if you want. I've released it under a Creative Commons license. You can check that out at nlcast.com. And as always, call us. Call us during the week. Leave your voicemails, stories, comments at 816-298-0823. Voicemails have just kind of dropped off over the last couple weeks. Emails have picked up, but it's really hard to do a show that doesn't have a little bit of both. So help us out. Let me do this, and then we'll take another call.
me? Who, me?
All right, a little middle school drama for you folks. This one comes to us from Carpe Doom. He wrote it specifically to be in this segment, and I got to say, he did a good job. So we were all sitting in science class when our teacher gave us an in-class assignment. Well, that's really cool, though, to get an in-class assignment. I know how rare those are these days. She also paired us up with partners. We began to do our assignments when my partner began to take away all of the supplies from me and said she would just do it all herself. Now, I am not a control freak, but I like to be in charge a little bit. Okay, not a control freak, but like to be in charge a little bit. I like to be in control, but I'm not a control freak. I'm also not in denial. I also have a sense of humor. So I said, you know what, Jillian? You are the worst person to walk the face of this planet. I even think that Adolf Hitler thinks that you were mean. Okay, I am sick and tired of your nonsense. So either knock it off or leave me alone. And then she began to tilt her head up over my head and cough a little bit. I turned around to see my science teacher looking at me with a very angry face. I quickly turned back to Jillian, thinking quick. I said, I mean, you're so cool, and I'm very thankful that you're my partner. You're the best. That's right, she's the best, my science teacher said. And she walked away, and the two of us laughed. Yours truly, Carpe Doom. So... thank you. One of our better middle school drama pieces for quite a while. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're just going to take calls like mad. We want your stories. We want your comments. We just want to talk. So whatever you want to do, do it right after this. Hi, this is James.
This is Jen.
I'm the geek.
And I'm the nerd.
And we do a little podcast called
Geek Loves Nerd
at geeklovesnerd.com.
It's about our life and our kids and our marriage.
And the end of it.
Is that coming soon?
You probably hope so, but I really would like to stay if you'd let me. Anyway, if you like hearing other people's business without actually having to know them, then you can listen to us every week at geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes.
I think iTunes is rad. Nerd loves geek. At least she
did. Late last featured story.
What a big fat lie. We're not doing no featured stories. This is a live call-in show. This is an all call-in show today, so we are doing live calls. I've got a very, very good friend of mine on the line right now. Vance, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
Hey, no problem. I do better if I don't watch you because your lips are moving off from whatever I'm talking.
Yeah.
Watch you whenever I'm talking.
Yeah, please, sir, turn down your radio. Yes.
Anyway, hey, I had something very weird happen tonight.
Okay.
Was cleaning out my daughter's gerbil cage.
Uh-huh.
And using the vacuum cleaner. I've done this before to vacuum all the junk out. And one of the gerbils got sucked up in the vacuum.
No way! What did it sound like? Can you do the sound effect?
In the tube, and I had it disconnected, and I'm looking at it. I pulled the end of the tube out, and I'm looking at it. All I could see was a little face, a little eyes moving, a little nose wiggling, and the thing was stuck.
Help me, for the love of God, help me!
I'm like, I'm asking my wife, what do we do? I think we're going to break the cage and the tube. She grabs the back end of it and blows on it real hard, and the little gerbil just comes flying out in my hand. It was okay. It was all wet.
Because he peed himself, I'm sure.
Well, my daughter says, did it poop in there? And yeah, there was poop and pee and everything all over the poor little gerbil.
Guarantee you.
But it was all in one piece, and so far the gerbil's still alive.
Okay, so have you learned anything from this? Have you learned?
Yeah, put the gerbil somewhere else.
Yeah.
In the cage.
I mean, when my mom cleaned the fish tank, the first thing she did was scoop the fish out. But Vance is going to put the shop vac down to the gerbils, and just it's up to y'all to stay out of the way. Just stay by the water bowl. It'll be fine. Oh, gosh. Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
Sure thing. Thought you'd like to hear that one. Yeah, on Twitter. But
That's great. We'll see you online, dude. All
right.
Bye. All right. Yeah, a good friend of mine, Vance. Some of you guys might remember he was featured in a song back in one of our earlier shows. A little man named Vance. All right. Lines are open. So if you'd like to call earlier, we had a couple calls, but you know, I couldn't take it when I was online with somebody else. Here we go.
James.
Hey, Adam, what's up, dude?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I'm doing a show. Did you know?
I'm watching your show on the internet, stalking you.
Awesome. Now, Adam, you're the same Adam that came to the meetup, right?
Yes, I'm the only guy you didn't know at the meetup.
That's how sad and pathetic we were. So,
yeah, I know. I am sad and pathetic.
No, I said me. I am. So,
anyway. Oh, no, it's me.
So what's going on tonight other than the show and your stalking habits?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just chilling, I guess.
You got a story you want to...
I do have one exciting thing that's happened in the past week or so.
Okay.
As you know, I work with some middle school students at my church.
Yeah. Poor thing.
And I decided to take that to my workplace, and I work at a bank, which is probably not the best place to take middle school antics.
Uh-huh.
At times, but we decided that we were bored last week, so we would do a candy bar contest and taste test as many candy bars as possible. And in 2 days, we taste tested 25 candy bars.
So how does that work?
As a whole, like there's 30 employees, and all 30 of us did it. Came out with the 100 grand is the number one candy bar in the world, according to my employee.
So now to break that down for me, what'd you do every day? You brought in a different candy bar.
Yeah. At a time, and there's six categories. The way the packaging looked, you know, did you like the packaging? How the candy bar smelled, the taste of the candy bar, texture, aftertaste, and would you buy this candy bar again?
Okay, 100 different candy bars. Where did you find
25 candy bars.
Oh, 25. I thought you said 100.
No.
Okay. 25 different candy bars. Okay. Well, it's not that impressive anymore. I'm sorry. But no, what are you guys doing that you got time to do this? This is kind of impressive.
Well, you know, you're not always busy. There aren't always customers in the bank, and you take your time and kind of...
I just never imagined...
You don't all have to do it at once.
I just never imagined that people in banks had that kind of fun in the bank. They always seem like they're miserable.
Yeah, we're not miserable.
I think it's because we've interrupted your fun. I think that's why you hate us so much. So it makes sense.
That's probably it. Because before you got there, we were throwing frisbees around, and like there's like dance music going on and stuff like that. And then some idiot walks in the door, and we all have to shut up. And
it's like hurry up and put the next window sign up quick. last.
Thank God I don't have to do that. I sit back in a windowless room and look at spreadsheets all day.
So. Oh, boy. That sounds so much better than human contact. So.
Well, yes. You humans are dumb. I don't want to talk to you guys.
I'd much rather look at you in columns than in real life. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, dude, we'll have to meet up and do lunch sometime.
I'm in Liberty, though.
I know. Stalkers, you're dead, dude.
There's just only 30 banks in Liberty.
But there's only one Adam, and they know where you work. They know you're in the back, and they know to smell for chocolate when they walk in. So
that's it. You'll find me.
See this old creakily security guard near the door with chocolate on his lips. They'll know.
They found the right bank.
Just knock out Walter with a 100 grand, and the bank is yours. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in, dude. We'll have to have you guest host.
Have a good evening, dude.
All right, bye. I keep over-talking people. It's a little hard. They can't hardly hear me. The chat room has been nice enough to point out that my high-tech voicemail or call-taking technique is actually just me holding up my cell phone on voicemail on... What do you call that?
Free to listen in on a voicemail.
I'll just hold up to the microphone. Hi, who's calling?
Hello?
Hello, you're on Nobody's Listening. Who's calling?
Andrew,
hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, James.
Hey. So, do you have a story to share?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of a middle school drama. No, actually, I can tell one about me and my friend playing airsoft. But wait, I'm really on always listening.
Yeah, you're live, dude.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so we were playing airsoft one time in the woods.
Okay, hold on. Simon, what is airsoft? I'm old.
Airsoft is it's like paintball.
Okay.
Instead of shooting giant balls of paint, you're shooting little tiny plastic BBs.
Okay, gotcha. Go.
Yeah. So we were playing in the woods at my friend's house, and I was never there before. And my friend's using this gun. You know what CO2 is, right?
CO2? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I try not to breathe it.
Basically what's in the guns. So he shot me 4 times, and I didn't know to throw his barbed wire behind me.
Oh.
So I fell down in pain, and I tried to grab whatever was above me. So I accidentally grabbed the barbed wire.
Oh.
And then first I kind of hit my head, but I was wearing a hood. So my head kind of got stuck, and then I grabbed it in my hand, and I got this really deep cut in my hand. And my friend just ran away, and I heard another person go, ow. And I'm like, yeah, he got him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, when you hit with paint, are they paint pellets or are they just little BBs?
They're just little plastic BBs.
Oh, okay.
They go really fast, like 300 feet per second.
Dang, that's almost as fast as I can run.
Yeah.
That's great. I have no clue.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I have a middle school drama story, but should I just call it in for the week?
It's up to you, man.
Yeah, I'll just call them for the week. I think one story is enough.
Okay. Thank you for your maturity. Make sure
I am a middle school. Just letting you know.
Okay. Well, have your mama then. Have your mom email me with your address, and I will send you a sticker, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I'm getting put on my locker. Yep.
All right, man. Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Peace out.
Bye.
All right. That was awesome. Love the middle schoolers. Gotta love that the show is... It works for them too. All right. I had somebody Skype me in and I wasn't able to take it because I was on that call. And then I think we had a couple calls come in. So we're open now. All right. Let's see who we got. You guys are really blessing me today. Oh, stank. Answer.
Red Boar.
Press 1 to accept.
What's up, Red Boar? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Red Boar, you're on Nobody's Listening. Is your life complete now?
Oh, it's definitely complete.
You got a story for me, partner?
Yeah, it's about how my pastor's wife / a teacher at my high school totaled my first car.
You suck so bad, dude. You were going to get this story on my show no matter what, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Red Boar, he sent me a recorded story, and there was a lot of pops in there and stuff. He didn't know that, he's re-recorded it. He sent it in only to find out that I wasn't going to play it because it meant kind of going back to the drawing board and resetting up my soundboard and all this. So he's called in the story. So please, Red Boar, tell us your story.
All right, thanks for the intro there.
No problem.
It was my junior year. I'm a senior now. Done with high school.
Grats.
But, I was driving in the parking lot, going the speed limit, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Like I always do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving down the lane, and my pastor's wife, teacher at the school, she's driving, and her lane's like it's like across to mine. It goes across mine.
Mm-hmm.
She had a yield sign. And she didn't complete the yield because there was like a little puddle on the ground. So she tried to stop, but her car just sort of slid.
Mm.
And we collided corner to corner on the front of our cars.
Oh.
Which ended up totaling both of them. So it's fun.
And then what happened?
Well, my airbag ended up going off, which cracked the windshield. And it didn't hurt me, luckily. So that's why my car was totaled. I guess chassis is what we called it. Pierced her tires. She couldn't drive away, and I ended up totaling her car somehow. But the next, 2 days later in school, she's one of the teachers who doesn't have a permanent classroom.
Uh-huh.
So she walks around with a cart full of books, and she almost hit me with her cart. as I was walking down the hall.
Corner to corner.
Not again.
Yeah, because the only chassis she had would not have been something you would have wanted to run into that time. So, yeah. Well, thanks for your call, dude. It was a great story. Except nobody was damaged. That's the only part that could have made it better. You got to elaborate. So.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't hurt. I wasn't hurt. It's all good.
Thanks for calling, dude.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we're going to keep it real, dude. You know how we roll. Let me take this one because he's been waiting. Hey, who is this?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John. How are you? You're on Nobody's Listening.
I'm doing good. I have a story about my 2.5-year-old son.
Okay.
We're having trouble potty training him. He's not quite getting it.
Uh-huh.
I put him to bed Sunday for a nap around 1 o'clock or so. And he fussed for a little bit, and then he was quiet. And so I thought, I'll wait a little bit and, you know, see if he's actually went to sleep. And so I waited a few minutes, and then I heard him start making noise again. And I obviously knew then he wasn't asleep. So I go in and I check on him, and he had taken his diaper off.
Ah!
And there was a big pile of, what's in the
it?
Middle
yeah.
of the floor.
Yay!
And he had run one of his large trucks through it and everything.
He was mud bogging, dude.
Yeah, it was quite gross.
That is gross. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it was
get them mud flaps
nasty.
On that truck going. Oh.
Luckily,
I thought it was bad when my daughter had like snuck out and got a bunch of books and put it in her bed with her. You know, I'm going to read.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And luckily my twins were asleep. They're a year younger than he is. They were asleep. And I know if they were awake, they'd be in there playing in it too. So, so yeah, I'm glad that they were sleeping at the time.
You had to get that boy a litter box, you know, one of those turtle shaped sandboxes at Walmart. You know, you could just dig around in that.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, and get a scoop. That way you don't have to, you know, empty the whole thing. It clumps, you know, so. If you can't potty train them, paper train them. That's the thing. Yeah. Well, see, my daughter, she was afraid to poop. That was her thing. She was scared of it. And I've heard that's pretty common. But she was scared, and she wouldn't go. She'd pee all day long, but not the poopster. So, thanks for calling in. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, he's doing the same thing.
I had to hold her and hug her while she took her first dump. It was strangely bonding, but yeah. You always wonder how parents put up with that stuff until you're doing it yourself. And it's like, you know, wiping your own kid's rear sounds like the grossest thing in the world until you realize, well, up to this point, I've been changing full on loads, you know, in diapers. Uh-huh. So wiping's actually kind of a benefit, you know?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I'm not looking forward to it, you know, but it's pretty harmless comparatively speaking. I just had to train my daughter to turn the fan on and flush because that stuff smells just as bad as anybody's. Anyway, thanks for calling, John. Do you have a website or a podcast or anything you'd like to share?
Nope, just a loyal listener.
Awesome. Well, keep listening, man. Email me with your info if you want to. I'll send you a sticker.
I'll do that.
All right. Thanks for calling, bud.
Thank you.
All righty. Awesome. Man, we've got some good people. I have to say it again. Best listeners on the internet. We had like 3 people call in while I was on the phone with him. So if you'd like to call in, do so right now. All right, here we go. Let's see where we are in the show. We're getting close to where we got to go. Hi, make sure you turn off your radio and tell us who you are. You're on the buddies.
Make sure you turn off your radio. Oh, okay. You have a lag there. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, are you muted over there now?
Huh?
Yeah, you are. Hi, this is James. Who's talking?
Yeah. Forms.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah, my Xbox 360 buddy. We played Uno the other night.
Yep.
So what's up?
Calling in about the long lost story.
Yeah.
Plant story.
The long what?
The long lost story, the plant story.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. People might not know what we're talking about. He called in a while back and he was talking about a plant that grew. And actually, it was the one that Mike thinks was on with me. And Mike was quite enthralled by your story and how you were amazed that a plant grew. So why don't you, he called back in the next week. He left a voicemail, but I lost the voicemail. So why don't you go ahead and tell that story now?
Well, not growing, but like I see my plants that I have there. It's been growing for a while. So I'm like, wow, this is big. So I go over there and walk, and then I walk, and then I hit my foot on this fan. So I say, ow, and I look down, and my toe stubbed. So, like, I stubbed my toe. So I go down to, like, you know, touch it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make sure it's still...
It's still there.
Still. Yeah.
Still intact.
And, yeah, so... I'm on my way to get up, so I put my hand on something. I have to put my hand on something, and I say, ow, again. I look at my hand. My hand's bleeding.
Okay.
So I'm saying, I'm like, what the heck? I look at the plant, and this plant has, like, thorns all over it. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just grab thorns, and then I'm just, like, looking at my hand, and it's bleeding everywhere. So, yeah, that's legit.
So your mom has a plant that can grow thorns spontaneously when it feels threatened by a boy who kicks fans. Is that the point of the story? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, plants are dangerous, dude. I grew up in the South, and they have two types of nettles. They had stinger nettles and sticker nettles, and I hated them both. But one of them, the sticker nettles, had needles about as long as your pinky. And then the stinger nettles, though, all you had to do was just touch them, and they would put this red rash on you. It's terrible. And then I got into middle school, and the favorite thing to do was grab them by the base, because if you touched right near where they touched the ground, it wouldn't sting you. And people would run around and slap each other with them. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, jerky thing to do. But thanks for calling in, bud. Again, make sure you email me your contact information. I will send you out a sticker, okay? All right, two peace out. All right. I think that's going to have to be it for this show, because I've got some voicemails and closing statements and things like that, EMV mail that I'd like to read. I'll tell you what, I'll take one more Skype or phone call right about now. While I'm waiting, let me try to read this. Hi, James and David. I just wanted to let you know that after 80 episodes, I still love your show. Keep up the great work, Stacy Card from Oklahoma City. Recently on episode 80, you read my story about the party hardy hamster TJ. However, you called me Courtney when in fact my name is Kyle and I am male. Maybe next time I won't use courtesy as a word to thank you. Either way, thanks for reading my story online. So I'm a moron, Kyle. Yeah, you can't use very fancy words around us Southern boys, because we will misinterpret them. I'm sorry, Courtney, Kyle. Let's see. Let me read another one real quick. Hi, NL Cast. It's the Real McCoy. I recently got my first job at a local McDonald's, and I have an LBB-ish story to share. So this ancient woman comes waddling into the restaurant with her cane. I cheerfully ask her, hi, how are you today? No response. She just ignores the question and bursts into an order. One of the things she ordered was fries with no salt. So I finish her order and take the money, and while she's waiting for the food, we're doing a lot for the drive-thru. And one kid I work with, Efren, was salting all the fries for the drive-thru. This caught this woman's eye, and she started screaming from across the room, don't you put salt on my taters! When we explained to her that they were for the drive-thru and blah, 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 the story ends. Don't you put salt on my taters! It sounds like a bad country song. Remember, you can call in at any time. I'm just going to keep reading emails until somebody, the final call comes in, or until we run out of time. Phil Ludens writes, hi, this is Phil Ludens from the forums. I just wanted to talk about my nephew, who you reminded me of with your panting dunder story. Okay, about my son panting. I'm with my nephew very often. I play with him a lot. He's now 3, but last summer he liked to pretend he was a puppy, which was cute. I decided it would be fun to teach him to do tricks like a puppy would do, using fruit snacks as puppy treats. I got him to balance treats on his nose, and then tried to get him to fall into his mouth from there. They fell all the way to the ground. but he was happy to crawl over and eat them off the ground. Other tricks included rolling over, playing dead. For some reason, his mom didn't like it anymore and thought that I had possibly taken it too far. But don't worry, there's a little sister now who would make a really cute kitten. So that's why you don't let middle schoolers take care of your kids. Well, if we don't have any more calls, I'm going to wrap up the show. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. Remember, if you did call in, I owe you a sticker. So email me at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Visit us online for webcomics, podcasts and almost daily posts and weekend polls and all the good stuff that we do over at nlcast.com. Call us, leave a voicemail, comment, story, 816-298-0823. Email us your stories, comments, and all that at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Leave us an iTunes review and become one of the 240-something people that have made my day. That would be awesome. Make sure you tell a friend about the show. Otherwise, you have no right to listen. And thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to GoToMyPC and all of our sponsors, contributors, and everyone who listens. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Make sure you guys hang out after the show if you want to talk and stuff. Thanks for all the callers. And thank you me. So we'll see you later, peeps. And remember, till next week, nobody's listening.
Who is this?
I don't know. Tell me.
That was Chewbacca. What would you call this guy?
Goldman.
Goldman. That's a great name.
That was C-3PO.
And, okay, who's that guy?
Dark Vader.
Dark Vader?
Yeah.
He's not Dark Elevator, is he?
No.
Okay. And that was, yes, Dark Elevator.
Hey, James, it's Fred from Long Island, and I'm actually calling about Nobody's Listening, episode 78, where you describe your bad birthday, worst birthday ever, I guess you called it. And I'm not real concerned about what episode I'm calling for, or what show, rather, because just wanted to say I've thought several times as you shared stories from your childhood that it makes me proud to know the person you are today. And that's just a little something for you. And also, thanks for your advice about how to take those bad experiences and kind of use them as a model for what you want your own kids' lives to be.
Hi, James. I was just re-listening to the Salty Toe episode where you and David were on a string of puke stories that caused a memory flash, so here's one to make you squirm and squeal. 15 years ago, when my daughter was 2 and had just finished her favorite lunch of liverwurst on white bread, I could tell by body language she was going to throw up. At the age of 2, no child has the ability to get themselves to an appropriate location to vomit, so I picked her up, held her facing away from me, and ran for the bathroom, which was luckily just off the kitchen. We were about 10 feet from the bathroom when she majorly blows chow. Now realize that I'm running in that direction. She just puked in that direction, so now I'm running on puke, which is slimed across a linoleum floor. Now I'm slipping on puke, falling onto my back in the puke, and sliding on my back. Because of momentum, I slid the rest of the way into the bathroom, on my back, with her riding on my belly, still puking. It took a long while to clean up, and neither of us has eaten liverwurst since.
Oh.
This is Mother Unit from the forums. Bye.